We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And I can't believe it's already time to be talking about this, but the Steele County Free Fair underway, well, unofficially still at this point. Scott Kozelka is here with us. And Scott, unofficial, official, doesn't really matter. The fairgrounds are busy at this point. Let's just say it.
They've been busy over the last few days. Get everyone getting set up all the way. 10 days ago, they were bringing in booths and putting the final touches on and stuff like that, Corey. But yeah, look at this place. It's amazing when I walk out of my office and I'm showing people the fair when the fair's not here and said, you guys won't believe this because when you walk out of my office, there's a booth right there and Fair Square is packed and those different things. And we get in over, as you see, over 100 food stands here and all our vendors and all our free shows and our acts and our midway. Hey, we just put in a roller coaster.
Yeah, the rest of the year, you got to go out there and you got to try to picture what it's going to look like.
Correct.
And
correct.
Now you don't have to do that. The work's done for you when you're trying to show it off. And
we have a beautiful drone shot of our fair at night. So that's pretty much my map when people come in and say, well, tell me about your fair. And I go, let's look at our fair and then I can tell you about it and stuff like that. So the magic comes together without our sponsors, without our vendors, without everything that happens. Our community is amazing. This is how this free fair started, and this is how the free fair happens, just everyone coming together to make it happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, free fairs are not really something that's all that common anymore.
No. You'll see several of them around southern Minnesota and those areas and in different areas, but mostly paid fairs. 2027, 2 years from now, will be our 100th year of being a free fair. So I tell people, we're going to do something special that year. We're going to give free admission to everyone.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Let's see how long it takes some people to figure that one out. But I do want to talk a little bit about a project that's been ongoing for some time there. Because, first of all, on the fairgrounds, one, it's always busy. Mm-hmm. There's always some kind of an event going on. But there's always work going on in the fairgrounds. I think this one was maybe a little bit more visible to folks this time around, trying to get all those electric lines below ground.
Yes.
But
In the main area, that started last fall, right after the fair. They start boring and things of that nature. And between R&K Electric and Kohl's Electric and Owatonna Public Utility, they started that last fall. And here we are. Everything's ready. And it's been a long summer with projects, but those guys have been amazing and stuff like that and putting it all together. Along with that, all the projects, finishing the saloon. The saloon looks amazing. And here we go. We're ready to rock with that. The water tower. Everyone's seen the new water tower. That's not new water tower, but the...
It looks new.
Yes, it looks new with the new logo and the paint job that's on the fairgrounds. The South End project. We tiled the South End this past summer, and that's right around the location where the roller coaster is. And then the city of Owatonna put in the new bike path. So it's been a busy summer with construction and projects. In one of our busiest summers with off-season events, from cutting horse shows to car shows to Steele County or Smoking and Steel to all the different events that happen up here, from weddings to one-offs. And in right after the fair, we start right off a week from this coming Sunday. A week later, we have an event in the saloon, and I believe in September we have 4 events in the saloon. And with that building being able to be rented for different events throughout the year, through now that we put heat, that's a heated building. That's our first building that we could rent year-round now, and along with just using it for the fair. That's our big thing. If somebody wants to rent it, I'm not going to tell them to call the fair office tomorrow or today, but after the fair, check it out, and you'll see what a great venue it is.
Yeah, give them a chance to get through the fair. Maybe a couple of days to recover after. But
to do that. But
and speaking of which, there's a lot of buildings on the grounds that can be used. I know I'll be part of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. We're going to be using the foundation building in September. But that's just the off-season stuff. You know, we could probably talk forever about that stuff alone.
Correct. I could talk here for, and I don't really have time today because there is something happening, Corey, here.
Really?
But no, we're starting out tonight with the free grandstand FFA antique tractor show at the back of the infield. That's a free event. You follow the signs. You'll hear the tractors and stuff. That's a great event. And there again, it's a free event in doing that. And I tell people when they say, well, I said, you can see about 160 different shows this week, different events for free.
That's crazy to think about.
When you talk about Fair Square, the Beer Garden, all the kids shows, all the 4-H shows, all the FFA shows, everything else that happens, demonstrations in the Great Outdoor Center and things like that. So the only really thing you have to pay for entertainment is our five grandstand shows.
Which, that's going to be a fantastic lineup as well. I guess we might as well touch on that here a little bit we've gotten on the subject here. It's a little bit of something for everyone, once again, from music to racing style stuff. It's not necessarily racing, but it's that... genre.
Yes. Well, we start out tomorrow night with our first ever Christian concert, and everyone's looking forward to this. Everyone's talking about this since we announced it back in December. Everyone's been excited. But our Christian concert, our headliner is Big Daddy Weave, opening up by Cochran & Company. Both national acts, both traveling all over the country. It's going to be an amazing night. And as one of our directors says, the heavens will open to bring that joy and bring those guys in. It's going to be a fun evening. And then Thursday night, we go into Snake Oil and your 80s rock hair music and doing that. The radio station here is doing some fun opening.
I was going to say, I think we got some shenanigans playing because it's what we do.
Yeah, lip sync. And then Friday night, we open with our national country act is Rodney Atkins.
I'm really looking forward to that one. That's going to be a great show right there.
Open it up by Adam Calvert out of Nashville. And then Saturday we go into our Bulls and Barrels and Mutton Busting, and that's always a sellout, so don't wait till Saturday to buy your tickets. If it's not already sold out, get your tickets. And then on Sunday we close out at 2 o'clock with our Demolition Derby. That's always a sellout in doing that. So right now you can get your tickets online at scff.org or stop at the ticket kiosk at the ticket booth right in front of the grandstand. You can get your tickets there. It's going to be an amazing week in the grandstand.
And there's different ticket packages available
Different ticket package, for Wednesday through Saturday, there's general admission. And then the rest are VIP packages. I believe Rodney Atkins is sold out already for VIP packages. But there's still some left for tomorrow night with Big Daddy Weave and some mutton busting and barrel racing. So,
all right. We're just getting through the first layer, I think, of what's happening at the Steele County Free Fair.
We can talk for a while here, Corey.
Yeah, so I think we're going to go ahead and take our break here. But we'll have more with Scott Kozelka and the Steele County Free Fair when your community connection continues. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on Cows 100.9. And we're back with your community connection on Collins 100.9, brought to you as always by Community Bank Owatonna, joined in studio here with Scott Kozelka from the Steele County Free Fair. Everything officially getting started today. Okay, there's activity happening out there as we speak now, but the fair officially opens a little bit later on.
Officially with the flag raising at 5 o'clock, the midway opens at 5 o'clock. But I will throw in a last minute, if you procrastinate it till today, Corey, you have 5 hours from right now. It's noontime, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just been so busy this morning. I can't remember what time it is. But 5 o'clock over at Hy-Vee is your last chance to get your mega bracelet for $60. If it's 5:01, you're too late. They shut that counter down at 5 o'clock. So if you haven't got your mega bracelet, which is the best deal of the steel counter,
I was going to say that is a phenomenal deal. $60 for unlimited rides for the entire week.
All week, yeah. You have the one-off attractions that are out there, including the roller coaster. That's an attraction in its own, but everything else is the $60 for the week. And if you go, I believe there's a couple rides out here that are 5 tickets. If you're just going to buy tickets, that's 5 tickets. I believe they're $1.50 a piece. That's $7.50 just to ride that one ride.
So there you go. That's how quickly you'll get your $60 worth. And
you could ride that ride 8 times tonight. And pay for your mega bracelet
a
week.
I'm good, but that's just me. But
I told Brad him and I are going to go on the roller coaster at 5 o'clock, but after we raise the flag.
So okay.
It could be 4:30 just to make sure it's warmed up and ready to go.
Okay. You let me know when we're doing this. We're going to get this on video, too, because we got to prove that Kubot did this now.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about this roller coaster, because this is a big deal getting this here to Steele County.
The company called me. It hasn't been that long, Corey, probably a little over a month ago, and asked me if I was interested. Kind of showed him that south end that we took down last year that we tiled this summer in doing that, and I said, why wouldn't we? How does it work? And we went over what we need to get it done, what we need to get it set up, that it, you know, it's not a part of the carnival. It's just like any other attraction at the fair, and it's pretty big. It's, 4 stories high on the one end and 160 feet long. I believe it's 4 people to a car, and they just closed last week at the first time running this. They purchased this ride, got everything shined up and cleaned and painted and stuff like that. They just ran it and did an awesome job at that Montana State Fair, took it down and brought it to Steele County, and so we'll be the only fair in Minnesota that has this ride this year. So
that's actually an awesome thing to be able to say that we're the only ones that have this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but was this it was just acquired by this company not that long ago,
correct,
after it sat in one spot really for a couple of decades at least, wasn't it?
It was an amusement park ride and stuff like that in doing this, but working with this company in the past and seeing all of the logistics and things of that nature. Everyone loves a roller coaster, and we've always said, you know, every year we talk about different rides that are available, different rides that can we subcontract them to join the carnival. We always wanted to have that 20% what's different type thing. Mm-hmm. Bring in new stuff every year. That's why, yep, some of our acts are the same acts, but those are the acts that people want. And we call it a week of smiles, and that's what our job is, to bring smiles to everyone that comes to the fairgrounds and doing that. But including smiles, you're looking at me, you know, this isn't because this is occupational hazard.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to talk about new foods.
Oh, of course. I mean, because there are certain people, and we got one or two of them in this building, that just eat their way around the fairgrounds all week long. And yeah, you have your favorites for the food, but every year there's that list of new ones, and you know, some that look quite tasty, others that, you know, maybe may not be everyone's thing. But once again, the list this year is fairly lengthy. And I mean, again, we could spend an entire segment talking about just these new foods here, but let's just touch on maybe a couple of them here. Let's see here. Ooh, barbecue bourbon bag. That anytime you add barbecue and bourbon together, it's going to be good. So
you don't have to eat it. It already tastes good, doesn't it?
Right? Yeah. Right? My mouth is going to start watering by the time we're done here, Scott. But let's see here. And we're just looking through this on the website, scff.org. It's 5 pages of different foods here.
And on that web, it'll also tell you that I believe 5 or 6 of these new foods that are listed here are also brand new vendors to the fair. So some of these guys that have been here, like Lopez, Concessions, she's been at our fair, but she wanted to try something different. Comes under the new food category, and we make that work.
Yeah, and And I know there were a couple on here. Of course, I'm probably not going to be able to find them now that I want them. Well, here, how about the tater kegs? I know there was some features on those on the Facebook page, and they just look fantastic. They've got a number of different options, too, for those. Let's see here. A donut dog. I mean, what could go wrong there? I mean, it's not a stick, so it's at a fair. It's perfect. Let's see here. The original cheese curd taco.
So two Fridays ago, I was at the first Friday of the Wisconsin State Fair. The cheese curd taco stand was there. Lines.
Oh, I bet.
So every time I walked by there, there was a line. And we've talked to Richie O'Neill is the owner of the booth. He's a Minnesota based out of the Twin Cities, travels all over. I seen him this spring at the Houston Livestock and Rodeo in Houston, Texas. If you haven't tried the cheese curd tacos, you got to try them, and it's just something different. You know, when you become a concessionaire and travel all over the country, you're always looking for that unique item and doing that. And there's some the basic things, but cheese curd tacos are going to be hopefully a staple of the Steele County Free Fair as we go forward.
All right, so you got to get yourself out to the fairgrounds again. Everything officially opens at 5 o'clock tonight.
Hey, with the flag raising. Booths already open for lunch.
I'm not saying that they're not open, but officially, as I throw out the air quotes.
Out here?
Well, why do you think I stay in the building most of the time? Are safer that way. Yeah. But Scott Kozelka, thank you very much for taking the time, and we'll see you at the fair, sir.
We'll see you at the fair, scff.org. Get your tickets.
All right. Thank you very much. Scott Kozelka with the Steele County Free Fair, and this has been your Community Connection brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. We're going to get to your Midday Farm Review from the Linder Farm Network here in just a few minutes, and then John Partridge will be joining you live from the fairgrounds coming up at 1 o'clock here on Cows 100.9.